This is Ron Feldman with Fran Data, and you're listening to Social Geek Radio.
Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Franchise Foundry and Minolta Social Media Management. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hi there, this is Deb Evans coming to you live from Houston, Texas for Social Geek Radio.
And Jack Munson of Minolta Inc. coming to you live today from Dallas, Texas, where I'm at the 2015 FranTech Conference, the Digital Marketing and Technology Show for the franchising industry. Some cool stuff going on here, Deb.
Yeah. I do too. Gonna miss this one. Have other priorities here in my part of Texas, but very excited that Crowd Mics, who you know we had Sean Holliday as a Social Geek guest not too long ago, so the use of Crowd Mics is very, very cool.
Yeah, we tested out the system on the first day and realized we needed some more bandwidth, so got a little bit more bandwidth, and wow, it's fantastic. So people actually asking questions from the audience using their mobile phone, not having to run around with a someone in the room with a microphone, and then being able to communicate with the speakers and panelists right through this app from their mobile phones and an iPad. It's really what technology at a conference should be in the year 2015.
I agree. And then they have other features so that I think the organizers of the event can capture some of the audio or the questions. So there's a lot of cool features with that. And I agree, it's a tech conference. So let's use some technology when you're engaging with the audience. It's very cool.
Right.
Good.
Right.
So today,
so speaking of cool technology, yeah. Who are we speaking with today?
So we're going to talk about optimizing business processes, and we have Chris Perkins and Danae Vandenberg with Digital Simplexity with us today. So Chris and Danae, thank you for joining Social Geek Radio. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks, Deb. And hi, Jack.
Hi.
So both of you are in Minnesota, correct?
Yes, we are in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. So Chris, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you. And then Danae, we want to hear more about you too.
All right, thanks, Deb. So I have 20 years of experience building business technology solutions, identifying and eliminating business process bottlenecks. Started working with a company called Software AG in the very recent past. A friend of mine was working with a competitor. I was working with a competitor. A friend of mine that works with Software AG now came to me and said, "Hey, join us on a sales call." And I was able to see some of the unique capabilities that Software AG and their software have, and saw specifically one tool that really stood out from all the others, which was a tool called Process Performance Manager, and I could see that we could build business solutions around Process Performance Manager like I'd done in the past and really provide companies with a value that they've not had before. And it's really seeing the granular details of their business processes. So I started up a company called Digital Simplexity, and I have a couple of business partners, Danae Vandenberg being one of them, that is here today joining us. Danae?
Thanks, Chris. I've been working in IT for my entire career. Most of it's been with Accenture, working in a business unit that implemented airline reservation software as a service. Since leaving Accenture, I've done technical management consulting, really specializing in agile methodologies and business practice. For the last few years, I've implemented complex integration projects with Fortune 500 companies within the telecom, retail, and loyalty industries. And with Digital Simplicity, I'm responsible for consulting operations and really for delivery of our projects.
You know, a girl geek, that is very cool. Yeah. You're a smart business partner there, Chris.
Yeah, she's great. She's fantastic.
They're hard to find.
STEM, right?
That's right. Oh, cool. So you also have a partnership with Software AG. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Software AG, they're a 40-year-old company out of Darmstadt, Germany. And they're one of the largest software companies that in the world that nobody's really heard of. And the reason for that is being in Germany, they've really penetrated the European market. And over the past, let's say, 15 years, they've really moved into the North American market in the database world. They have one product in the database world that kind of stood out from all the others. And then what really perked my interest over the last couple of years was Software AG has strategically sought, industry-leading technologies and acquired them. And they've been able to build what they call the first platform for the digital enterprise. And so for an example, they bought an integration service bus, which basically helped data talk to each other, called Web Methods in 2006. And then in 2009, they bought another company, IDS Shear, and that's when they acquired this process performance management tool that we've been talking about. And then in 2013, they acquired Apama, which is Progress Software. And they've integrated all these technologies together and now are able to provide companies with this unprecedented vision to their how their businesses are operating in one full kind of swoop. So they call it their intelligent business operations platform. And
so Chris, together, tell us about this process performance management. Like, what is it? What kinds of companies use it?
The kind of companies that use process performance management are generally large companies. And Danae, do you want to jump in here and grab the rest?
Yeah, so what we'll do is let me talk about what Process Performance Manager is, and I'll have Chris walk through some different use cases in some of the companies where it's been successful. So Process Performance Manager, we call it PPM, it's a solution that's really built around process intelligence. So process intelligence, just put simply, it's how well a business can understand, map, and measure their actual business processes, and the level of understanding and the amount of decision-making a business can make based on those measures. So what PPM does is it maps and measures a company's actual business processes as they are working today, and it's actually based on their own data. So it can provide visibility, insight, and a really clear understanding of what your business processes and workflows are doing and how they're performing, both at a transactional and a process execution level from an end-to-end process. An example of that might be order to cash or order received through delivery confirmation or customer lifecycle. So once you have that process within Software AG's PPM tool, you can then automatically discover those end-to-end processes. So it becomes very transparent what your business is doing. You can analyze historical processes. You can find patterns or anomalies or bottlenecks or places where rework occurs. And then those are really some good opportunities for optimization. What you can also do is you have several different groups or teams or business units that all operate kind of on the same process. You can actually benchmark those processes against each other to identify where you might have best practices or worst practices that you need to improve. There's also some features to optimize team and collaboration structures within organizational analysis, actually seeing how different groups communicate. And it really gives you a really clear and comprehensive insight into all of the details of whatever your mission critical process is. And then once you start to make these changes with PPM, you see the changes in your process, you start to make those, PPM can then monitor the effects of those changes. You'll see with these customizable metrics, you can see your metrics improving, getting closer to what your KPIs are, and see as your process evolves and becomes more optimized.
That's a lot of information to process. You can see you hear the pause. Jack and I are going, what do we do?
That
with
was a lot of information. Sorry about that.
No.
The wheels are turning. How long have you guys been doing this?
We are essentially a startup, so this is our first year of operations. We're just starting our second year.
Uh-huh.
Very cool. So I know that you actually have a big webinar coming up here. I think it's, what, November 18th? So tell us a little bit about that live webinar and what attendees should expect if they were to register and attend the webinar.
So the webinar that we is more of a skit. We're trying to do something different than companies have done in the past, which is, you know, walk through a PowerPoint presentation and walk through the actual tool that you're looking at. But what we're building is more of an experience where we walk through a skit and explain how to use Process Performance Manager in a real-life setting. So we have a CFO that's joined a new organization that's going to explain the benefits that he saw at another company that he's using Process Performance Manager, and then he's moved into a whole completely new industry, and that experience that he had at the previous industry translating into the other one. So we'll be walking through the details, but it's going to be much more friendly and entertaining than your normal webinar would be. And anything else you'd like to add to that, Danae?
Yeah, I will just say, with the previous explanation of PPM, I know that was a lot of information intended to put you to sleep. So the point of the webinar is to actually show you what PPM can actually do. And it's a really neat tool, and it demonstrates very well. And you can really see what we try to do is solve a business's process problems within about a 15-minute script. So it's a really great opportunity to take what is frankly a very complex tool and really show how easy it is for business users to be able to use it, take advantage of it, and really optimize their business performance.
If somebody wanted to get started and have you jump in to help them with something like this, what sort of a startup time does something like this take? Is it relatively short, or does it take weeks to get up and running? You know, what's sort of the ramp up of a process like this?
Yeah, so what we would normally do is, a lot of times what we do is what we call a proof of value, which is just us coming in and talking with a company about what would be one of your key processes where it's either mission critical, or it's one where a lot of times businesses know there's a process in their organization that just isn't working right, but they have a hard time figuring out why. So what we start with is just figuring out what's a good process to start with. And it usually a point of value can take anywhere from probably 1 to 4 weeks, where we go in with the business users, identify the process, work with their technical teams to get the data for that, and put that together in a process within PPM, and then work with the business teams to show them the results of our analysis and the metrics, and see if we can, just from a few weeks of work, already point out some issues that they didn't know that they had for themselves. So it's really, in terms of just getting in there, showing them the product, and seeing if there's value, it might only take several weeks. From there, we might want to go to a pilot if they want a little more analysis. And that might take a little bit more time. But just to get us started in the door and just start talking about the value that could be added, really just a couple weeks maybe.
And I've got to ask too, digital simplexity. Tell us about that name. Where did that come from, and what's behind that? That's an interesting name.
That's very cool.
Well, thanks. Simplexity is a theory that involves a complementary relationship between complexity and simplexity. And, you know, so from politics to technology to the arts, you know, everything seems simple is actually complex, and then vice versa. You know, the theory is, you know, might be a little far-fetched. If you look at the two roles within like a distribution company, like a truck driver or a CEO, or and a CEO, I should say, they may look at the other's job as being incredibly easy, and their job being significantly more complex. And the complexities of both jobs, neither could probably do the others. So, you know, it's a little bit of an obscure theory, but if you look into the business technology landscape, you know, our goal is to simplify the complexity of a business's data and automatically map business processes it's one of the key capabilities of Process Performance Manager. It makes it a lot of sense to use as a part of our company's name.
I love it. I think it's very creative, and it certainly covers what you do. Oh, dang. I had another question, guys, and it's just like, see, it was just left.
I was going to ask you, you mentioned the upcoming webinar where people can get more information. If somebody's interested in signing up for that, let's give them the place to go to get more info and maybe register.
They can go to our website, which is www.digitalsimplexity.com, and we have links there to register on our website.
And is there any place else where you guys are connecting with potential partners, LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook? Are you guys actively engaging with people there if some of our listeners have questions for you?
Yeah, we're on LinkedIn, we're on Twitter, as well as Facebook, and they can reach out to us on all those social media mediums as well.
Excellent.
Perfect.
So digitalsimplexity.com, hit them up on LinkedIn and Twitter, Facebook, all the great places, love to hear it. Guys, thanks so much for joining us today. Let us know how the webinar goes, and let's keep in touch with how things with Digital Simplexity is rolling along.
Yeah, Jack, why don't we'll go ahead and we'll put the webinar link on our Social Geek Radio Facebook page so that our listeners don't have to remember where to go. They'll just go to Facebook and Social Geek Radio and find that. So, Chris and Danae, thank you so much. I've already registered for the webinar. I'm looking forward to it. There's so much I need to learn, and I think the two of you will be able to provide that information for me. So thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and good luck with the webinar.
Thank you for having us, Deb. We enjoyed it.
Thanks. And
thanks, everybody.
Thank
Good night,
you,
everyone.
Have a great evening.